So again, I emphasize that these trials are asking different but highly related questions regarding the importance of regional control and its impact on breast cancer-specific survival. And I've outlined to you that there was, without a doubt, a higher tumor burden on the MA20 compared to the Z11. But I also have to say there's a lot of overlap, too. At first pass, there are a lot of patients that appear to have been common, would have shared the criteria for both trials. And I have to emphasize that the QA for the radiation fields was essentially 100% on the MA20. Every time a patient was put on, the fields had to then go to the headquarters, they were critiqued, and then feedback was given back to the investigators at the home institution regarding the radiation fields. There was no radiation QA for the Z11. All the QA was done on the surgery side, and it was not on the radiation side. So we do not know what radiation fields were actually used on the Z11. Did the radiation oncologists go a little higher? Did they go a little deeper? Did they change their fields based upon the randomization for those patients? There is an attempt to try to get the radiation fields now to go back and recreate that, and I'm hoping they will be successful. So I think the bottom line is we do not want to deny patients a potential disease-free survival advantage, but we also don't want to overtreat everyone either.